Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box on the campus of Smoky Mountain High School in Silva, North Carolina. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese getting ready to bring you first round action. Boys, number 7 seed Tuscola versus number 2 seed East Henderson. And basically this is just an extension of Tuesday night, my book.
Right, you're exactly right. And it's good to be here at a conference championship. You know, it's been a few years since we've called one at a conference championship. And, you know, because the last several years it's been first round at the higher seed, you know, gym before they moved to a centralized location. But now they're doing the whole thing. It sort of takes us back to when North Henderson days and T.C. Robertson days.
In fact, speaking of T.C. Robertson, big game in Buncombe County tonight. You got North Buncombe and T.C. Robertson. North Buncombe 9-0 in the conference. T.C. Robertson 8-1, and they are playing at T.C. And the Rams need that game tonight to force a tie for first place in the conference there in Buncombe County. So big game over in Asheville tonight. Big game here before we came on the air. Upset. Number 7, North Henderson girls defeated West Henderson, the number 2 seed, 64-62. And we got to see pretty much most of that game. And, and just a big shock by North Henderson.
And, you know, the thing is, we were sitting here watching it, and I thought, well, you know, if West can hold on to that, you know, sort of wave of run of scores right there right before halftime, they might be okay. But, you know, North come back during the second half. But we're down as many as 8, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, we were looking and it was tied. And then they stayed right there. They kept it close the whole time and eventually took the lead. And I think that – I know it surprised me. I'm pretty sure you were too. And, man, you talk about it. That's a huge upset.
Yeah, West – I mean, West has had a good team this year. And so, a little, of course, not a – you know, Pisgah, of course, went 14-0 undefeated. Our understanding is they had little trouble out of Brevard early. I think they had the 4 o'clock game this afternoon.
And right.
So not a lot of trouble out of Brevard tonight.
Yeah, I think the closest part was the coin flip maybe, or the talking to
talking to the captains before their game. Well, I'm going to have to wait and see here if we do the national anthem for these things, because they may not. May just have to chat right on through.
They may have done it already earlier or something. I know we've seen that before.
Of course, Tuscola's girls will be back here tomorrow as they play at 7 o'clock, as they will face Smoky Mountain. So we'll be playing them on their home court. Nope, no national anthem, so we will go straight into the starting lineups tonight for Tuscola and East Henderson. Of course, Tuscola, the visiting team, wearing black, being the lower seed. And starting tonight will be Jet Benson, Snowall, Strickland, Gavin Chouinard, Callaway starting tonight.
Yeah,
looks like. And Bryce Ferguson. So Sam Callaway, the kind of surprise starter tonight.
And that is, well, all seniors on the floor.
In fact, somebody's missing. Looks like Anthony Massey's out tonight. Don't see him dressed on the bench.
Huh.
So Callaway starting in place of Anthony Massey tonight. So not sure. Massey was our player of the game on Tuesday night. As we get ready to go underway here, Bartley will step into the jump circle. Of course, starting for East Henderson, Caden Williams, Jalen Brewer, Eli Stokes, Zayden Jones, and Caleb McKenzie. So pretty much the same guys that started Tuesday night. As we said, this is pretty much just an extension of a game we've already played, and Tuscola will control the tip. Bartley over to Ferguson, down in the corner now, Strickland, Chouinard swings it up to Callaway. Mountaineers moving this motion, offense outside, Bryce
Boom.
Ferguson top of the key for 3.
Nice, that 3-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
It's Mountaineers with the early 3-0 lead. Brewer, they'll swing around left side over to Jones. Stokes. Stokes took a beating on Tuesday night. From the left wing, the shot by Brewer, no good. Stokes dives in the middle of the crowd, and Calloway virtually gets him in a headlock.
Almost looked like an old school DDT there for a second.
Been interesting if he had finished it. Hey, of course, I think Stokes lived it Tuesday night.
I believe he did too.
So the inbound to Jones, and he'll drive and lay it in. Still 3-2. Mountaineers in the lead. We played a minute here at Smoky Mountain High School. First round, Mountain 8 Conference Tournament. Bryce Ferguson now with the ball on the wing. Over to Strickland. He'll dribble into the paint. Picks up his dribble. Moves around. Zayden Jones couldn't get it to go. Hung off the rim. Stokes spins. Ferguson tried to draw the charge as Stokes made contact. No call. And Coach Fesser throws his arms up like, what do you do? 4-3, Easton lead. Chenard pulls up. 15-footer jumper good. Mountaineers back in the lead. 5-4. Jones will bring it down. Jones with a pretty hefty knee brace on that left knee as he goes by. Jumper from the far side, and Chenard went to rebound, and it went off his foot out of bounds. Stokes looking to inbound baseline. He'll go high. Out top is Zayden Jones. Left side. Jones for two. East back up 6-5. Strickland penetrates into the lane, kicks it out. Ferguson, ball fake.
Oh.
Hits Bartley down low. Got him off his feet, so he had to kick it back out up top to Ferguson. He'll drive the lane. Puts a shoulder into Stokes, and Stokes rubbing that chin a little bit. So, as I said, this is an extension of Tuesday night. 7-6, Mountaineers in the lead. Of course, Mountaineers got off to a good start Tuesday against East also. Brewer drives, banks it in. Brewer's going to get his. That's just all you can say.
And, you know, after watching him last year, I thought, you know, he's got a lot of growing to do to catch up to his brother's shoes. But, you know what, he's made a big step from last year to this year.
Ferguson tried to throw it in. It's stolen by Stokes. He'll drive, and there's going to be a foul. Got to see if it's Strickland or Chenard.
It'll be Gavin.
Stokes tried to split the two as he approached the left side of the lane.
That'll be Gavin's first foul, team's second foul.
East up 8-7 with Stokes. Eli Stokes going to the line to shoot two. Stokes' first free throw is good. Still rubbing that mouth and chin a little bit there at the free throw line. That one stung. But, you know, Ferguson tried to draw down here. Nothing happened.
Right.
So Ferguson decided to, you know, take it in. See if it'll work for him. Brewer now going to try to pick up at midcourt, and picks it off from Strickland. Lays it in off the rim. Won't go.
Ooh.
Nice. McKenzie came down with a rebound, tried to flash it inside, and it's stolen away by Jet Bartley. He'll outlet to Bryce Ferguson. Brewer now going to try to cut off the passing lane as they cross midcourt to Strickland. Calloway under the basket. Oh, too far under. Rebound by Caden Williams. Calloway was just a little too far underneath the basket, had a bad angle. He kind of had to twist back, and he missed the shot.
Is there a thing ever called too open?
Yeah, because he was wide open. 10-7. East in the lead. Brewer went up, hit the bottom of the backboard, couldn't get it to go. And a follow. And Jet Bartley's going to draw the foul on the stick back attempt by Brewer. Couldn't hear the whistle there. Brewer's first free throw, no good. And the second one is good. Aiden Setzer now in the game for Bartley. Shenard to Ferguson, left wing, going to be short. Rebound, Gavin Shenard, good hustle, outlet to Strickland, into the lane, went up.
Oh.
Rattled in and out, rebound by Strickland, he'll follow, still can't get it to go. Rebound by Jalen Brewer for East Henderson. Strickland with about three looks at the basket there, couldn't get it to go. Williams out to Jones. Mountaineers collapse down low, and Jones trying to feed Stokes down low and throws it out of bounds. Ferguson will inbound for Tuscola. He and Shenard. They go to the middle to Strickland in the corner. Setzer, ball fake. Hits Strickland, cutting in the middle. They go low to Callaway. Had trouble handling the ball.
Oh, man.
And out of bounds off Callaway. Stokes and Williams having a little disagreement on who's got who down there.
Man, Sam took a pretty hard shot right there.
11-7. He's still in the lead. Stokes will cross. They'll go down in the paint. Low. Turnaround jumper by McKenzie. No good. Rebound Callaway. Shenard brings it down. In the corner. Setzer for three. No.
Almost got a good bounce.
Rebound by McKenzie. Outlet to Stokes. Pulls up at top of the key. Dumps it off to Brewer on the left side. Brewer will pull it back and study the floor here. McKenzie now top of the key, swings it right. Evans now back over left side to Stokes. McKenzie top of the key looking to work on Callaway. Now they'll feed Brewer. He'll go to the lane, kick it out. Corner. Strickland off his feet by Zayden Jones with that ball fake. And Jones will dribble and drive on in for the basket. 13-7, East in the lead. Mountaineers need a score. They get it down to Callaway. Right side. Back out to Strickland. Bryce Ferguson now. Shenard in the corner. Dribbles out. Spin move. Goes up. Right side. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Zayden Jones. He'll feed to Brewer. Brewer goes in the lane. Shenard had dropped back underneath the basket. The other Mountaineers had spread. And Brewer took advantage. And Coach Messer going to take a 30-second timeout. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. A little bit of a contingent from Waynesville crossed over the mountain tonight. Don't believe, well, the cheerleaders, some cheerleaders came. They're not technically in uniform and working tonight, but there's a few here.
Yeah, there's a few, and there's a few with, I see the I love Hayden. Or I love, well, that one says I love Setzer.
Yeah.
Of course, his dad's a little upset he don't have a shirt like that.
Well, you know, best advertising would be done right here where we're sitting, but we don't get them either. I did get a nice Mountain 8 conference T-shirt, though, out of the concession stand. The nice folks here at Smoky Mountain. Reasonably priced at $15.
Not bad.
East up 15-7. Turnover by the Mountaineers after the timeout. Stokes will bring it down. Works right. Brewer into the lane. He'll throw it out to Baker. Tylik Baker in the game now. Over to Brewer in the corner. He'll dribble out. Over to Baker in the far corner. Stokes pulls up for three. Top of the key is good. It's 18-7. And this is where the Mountaineers are going to run into trouble if they let this get gone too much farther without scoring. Strickland works right. A little push there by Baker. Shenard tried to drive, lost the handle. Strickland will pick it up. It's loose now in the middle of the floor. We got Stokes and salvages it, gets it to Williams. They go low. Baker with a layup.
Bam. Just over the fingertips of Jet right there on when he put that up.
20-7. We got 46 seconds and counting here in the first. Strickland. Baker bumps into him. Strickland able to corral the ball as it was rolling back towards midcourt after the collision. So far, they seem to be letting him play. Chouinard, Strickland, Bryce Ferguson spins, lost the handle, picks it up, but finally we get a whistle. And foul on Stokes. And that'll be the first team foul on East with 25.7 to go here in the first. Mountaineers with three so far. So Bryce Ferguson will inbound. Elijah Hampton in the game for Tuscola. They go into Elijah Hampton and back to Bryce Ferguson. Stokes on the right side, going to penetrate in the lane, goes up, got a whistle as he crossed in. That's on Brewer, and it looks like Strickland going to get to go to the line and shoot too.
And this foul shot is sponsored by WPTL. Call Terrell if you want to grow your business at WPTL at 648-3576.
Strickland's first free throw, no good. Segment on the way is good. 20-8. Eagles in the lead. Stokes working on Hampton. Pulls up. Shot. No good. Rebound Setzer. And he'll hold, just hold on to it as that's the buzzer as we go to the break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box as we get ready to start the second quarter. Mountaineers down 20-8. East Henderson with the ball. Stokes brings it, hands it over to Brewer. He'll drive into the lane, kick it out left. Baker going to drive. He'll swing it back to Brewer in the corner. Got Bartley off his feet. The jumper from the baseline won't go, and Baker follows with a tip in. Baker spinning on defense looking for his man. Hampton lost the ball. He able to salvage it in the lane. Tried to throw it to Chouinard. Chouinard on the floor. Picked up by Hampton. We're going to get a tie-up between Elijah Hampton and Jalen Brewer, both number ones on the floor. And arrow goes to Tuscola. We're going to stoppage in play while Hampton ties his shoe. And speaking of shoes, and East Henderson.
We've not seen any loose ones tonight, so that's good.
Baker got some white kicks, white and green kicks on tonight. Chouinard on the inbound, penetrates the lane, the jumper won't go. Brewer pulls back, now he'll dribble to the left side of the lane, go up against Bartley, tried to bank it in half, the glass wouldn't go, Hayden Setzer with the rebound. And Brewer was still lurking around, tried to tip it and steal it away from Chouinard, Gavin able to hang on to it, gets it across midcourt to Strickland, Stonewall Jackson. Elijah Hampton over to Strickland. Got a run to the basket. Oh, blocked by Baker. And Zay Jones going to drive, and Stonewall will sneak in front down there at the baseline and knock it out of bounds. Baker come into the game kind of geeked up. Stokes got Bartley off his feet from the corner, dribbles in, shot, no good. Great rebound, Jet Bartley, off balance, able to twist back and get it. 22-8, East in the lead. Early in the second quarter, Strickland with the ball. Up top, Chouinard, he'll work left. Strickland on the left wing. Cross court now over to Callaway. Chouinard hit Strickland, tried to get a reverse layup while he was in the air. And couldn't quite get it to go. Rebound Brewer to Baker. Cut off from the baseline. Huge high pass. Zayden Jones able to bring it down. He'll drive. Shot blocked by Jet Bartley.
Good sequence right there by Jet.
Ferguson to Callaway from the right corner off the rim. Baker rebound. He'll take off. And kind of goes high with the dribble there. Able to bring it back down. Brewer top the key. Shuffles. They go low down to number four. That's Seth McCarson, and he'll lay it in.
Ah, there's the shoe.
That's not Baker's shoe this time. It's Zayden Jones. I think and East gets a sub in. Stokes will come out. Looks like he's getting his hand worked on over there. I saw a little blood on the back of Baker's shorts. Chouinard with the ball now. Swings it right. Sets her head fake. Pulls up. Shot blocked. Baker on the run. After the block, he'll lay it in. 24-8. Excuse me, 26-8. Chouinard into the lane. Swings it out. Callaway from the left corner. Won't go off the rim. Baker, rebound. Bryce, he'll go up and around. Missed the shot. Tip by Williams. Couldn't come down with it. Now we're going to get a foul on Baker on the reach in. I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Tyleek Baker. The first foul on Baker. First team foul for East.
Oh.
Baker Chouinard.
He's gonna pick
collide.
Up. Yeah.
And gonna be second one on fouls. Baker. I told you he was geeked up when he hit the floor.
Yeah.
Coach Jones is going to leave him. Well, maybe not. Stokes is patched up, getting ready to come back in. Strickland will come back in for Tuscola. And Stokes will check in for Baker, who a little over-exuberant on that last foul. Inbound, Ferguson all the way in the backcourt to Chouinard. Left, Ferguson pulls up, takes the jumper, won't go. Got a whistle.
Jet.
Apparently Jet must have cleared some room down there because he was all alone by his lonesome when he went up for the ball.
That'll be Jet's second foul. Team first.
And Brandon Sutton will check in, the sophomore up from the JVs. Of course, that's over. So I wondered if we'd pull some up permanent. Brewer brings it down. The alley-oop pass is going to be short. Brandon Sutton had cut in front of McKenzie and kind of kept him away from the basket. Ferguson brings it down, picks up his dribble. Bounce pass, Chouinard into the lane, goes around. Brewer tried to bank it in. Strickland went up to tip, couldn't get it to go. Rebound Stokes. Some great athletic plays by Tuscola,
yeah,
just not been able to finish.
No, we can't get nothing to fall.
We have not scored this quarter, and we've played 4 minutes. Shot up by McKenzie, no good, and as Williams tried to get the rebound, tips it out of bounds. So the ball back over to the Mountaineers.
What's funny is I've been looking for our buddy Scotty Setzer, and he's lurking in the top up there looking like Batman all by himself in the dark.
Sting. Loose. Bryce loses the ball. Stolen away by Stokes. He'll outlet to Caden Williams. He'll bring it down for the East Eagles. Right side. Ooh, almost a walk there. Brewer on the left wing with the ball now. Screen going to be set by Williams. Brewer doesn't use it. Now he does. Swings right. Stokes, he'll take the jumper. Off. And we're going to get a whistle down inside. And they're going to call a foul on Brandon Sutton. And wow. Apparently it must have occurred on Caden Williams because Caden Williams is doubled over here outside the lane.
So that'll be Brennan's first foul, team second foul.
Stokes to inbound baseline, gets it to Williams, drives, throws the layup up, won't go, rebound, Stokes, whistle, ball went out of bounds. Well, starting to see a few more folks from over the hill. Across the way. Ferguson in the corner to Setzer. High arcing pass, though, gave Jones enough time to get over there, so Setzer will throw it out. They swing it around, and we got a whistle inside on Caden Williams as Brandon Sutton drives to the basket. So Sutton will go to the line.
Yeah, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Sutton almost looked like he was going to take off on a running start there. Missed the first one. Second one, no good. Kind of a different free throw shooting method.
Almost like he was lowering his body as he was releasing it.
McKenzie going to drive up and around Sutton. It's good. East up by 20 now with 2:42 to go in the half. Mountaineers have not scored this quarter. Ferguson goes down and low to Sutton. He's double teamed and stripped by Stokes. Strickland got a hand on the ball, but Stokes able to pick it back up. McKenzie drives, baseline, rolls out, won't go. Chouinard tips it out to Ferguson. Bryce stops at midcourt. We got one body down. Sutton wide open underneath the basket, and we got a whistle. And we got a...
I don't know if he's got a cramp.
Cramp or maybe... We'll take a break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Now is the time to protect your home from old man winter. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Cooling keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Back live, Stevenson Pest Control press box. We had an injury right here at the press table below as Eli Stokes appears to have twisted that right ankle. And it took a while to tend to him, so we took a break, and we're back live now. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Brewer will take the jumper, top of the key. The Mountaineers took a timeout during that injury. And a putback by Williams is no good. Rebound by Strickland. Hill outlet to Bryce Ferguson. Brings it down court. Mountaineers get it down low. Callaway kind of hung on the rim. Able to get it in. 28-12. So two quick buckets here as we come back. East up 28-12. Minute 35 to go in the half. Shenard, a little handsy there on Jones. They go to Brewer. They kick it back out. Jones from the left side of the arc. Good for three, 31-12. That was this timeout that Mountaineers took, their second one this game. Ferguson will get it across midcourt. He and Shenard will switch. Bryce works right. Now Shenard to the left. Over to Strickland in the left corner. Picks up his dribble, swings it all the way out to Setzer, who was on the right wing at that point. Shenard, top of the key, ball tipped, stolen by Zayden Jones. He'll hit to a cutting Tylik Baker, and the finger roll is good. 33-12, 43 seconds to go here in the half. Bryce Ferguson. Trying to go drive towards the lane. Going to get tied up. We got a whistle. Ball was taken out by Jones. And Bryce Ferguson going to be called for the foul after the strip.
That'll be Bryce's first team third here in the second quarter.
Brewer going to walk it down for East Henderson. Go under 20 seconds. Right here in front of us now. Jones will cross-court it over to Baker. Back to Brewer. Jones looking inside. Nobody cutting in. 8 seconds. Time to start. Brewer now. Strickland tries to cut him off. Top of the key. Tips it out. Baker will take the three off the rim. Won't go. McKenzie tried to follow, but the buzzer had sounded. Didn't go anyway. East takes a 33-12 lead going into the locker room at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder that Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Services, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And again, Branson, I keep calling this an extension of Tuesday night. We got off to a pretty decent start in the first quarter, and then after about 6 minutes or so, things began to kind of rocket south. And Tuscola right. only scoring 4 points here in the second quarter, down 33-12.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit better performance than what we've seen Tuesday night, because I think we only had, was it seven at halftime?
The Mountaineers are attacking the basket. They just right. can't get the shots to drop. I mean, it's not been a lot of jump shots by the Mountaineers. I mean, they're driving to the rim. It's just, and of course, and that, you know, East is athletic, and of course, they're going to respond, so they run the floor well anyway.
Right.
But, you know, the Mountaineers have, you know, sort of gone all out, and it's like driving to the rim, trying to, you know, create, maybe draw a foul as you go in. But East very good at not fouling in that situation. And also, it appears the officials, being conference tournament play now, are letting them kind of play a lot.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of contact.
And you know, the bad thing is we've seen a lot of, you know, shots that should have been made. No, Sam Callaway all alone under the basket. You know, and that's when I asked you, I was like, can you be too open? And, you know, just to miss that, and then a couple other shots, we've had open looks at it and just miss it. I mean, we wouldn't be tied right now, but it would be probably closer to a 10-point game than it is right now, a 19-point game.
Well, this coming in from Buncombe County. North Buncombe up right now at the half, 43-32 over T.C. Robertson. And this game, that game being played at T.C., and that is basically for the regular season conference championship for the MAC, I guess, whatever they call themselves these days, the Mountain, MAC, Mountain Athletic Conference.
Yeah, I mean, because you look at it, they're finishing up their conference tonight where we're first round of the playoffs, so they're a little bit behind us.
This is most of them's third game this week.
Right.
It's almost like a tournament the way they've had to play after trying to make up all that missed basketball due to the snowstorm that came through almost 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, and it makes me – I wonder what they're going to do as far as – I think they're doing a tournament next week. So
Really and truly, this kind of puts it back on schedule. I think the first round, if I remember reading correctly, the first round starts the 24th. Does that sound right?
I believe you're right.
Because 25th is Wednesday, so 24th is Tuesday. So,
yeah.
And, of course, you know, we got no idea, not sure about the boys. I'm not sure that they're going to make it unless they win the conference tournament. And I'm not even sure if that's a consideration these days. Used to, but my understanding is now this is – the selections are just straight RPI across the board in each classification.
So yeah, they're all going to Max Preps. What Max Preps has down is their RPI.
Yeah. There's no almost like the ACC where, okay, we'll take three and then whoever wins your conference tournament.
Right.
Those days now apparently are going to be over for playoff selection. It's going to be RPI based. Tuscola's girls, as it stands right now, looking at it, are probably in the playoff, the state playoffs at this point. Not sure whether they get a home game or not. The other thing, question I would have is the conference tournament games, does that add to their RPI? Does that add it into their RPI? Are they consider? I didn't really get that answer when I looked at the state website today.
Right.
Well, let's take another break. We come back, we'll have more here at Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
The halftime show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, at great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. And remember, the Tuscola basketball is being sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mount Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Folger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Services, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And we had to move right into basketball. We didn't get a national anthem break like we normally get before the boys' game. So we missed out on our keys to the game segment, which is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. And, you know, key of the game was really, we just saw these folks on Tuesday, so we kind of knew what to expect. We knew they were athletic, and the Mountaineers, it appeared their key to the game was to try to, you know, drive to the basket and get high percentage shots, maybe draw fouls, and it's just not worked for them so far.
No, it hasn't. And, you know, I was thinking what could be, you know, play, you know, what could be our keys to the game, and from our side, and like, you know, we were talking about, but I don't know. We had to play spoiler tonight, and right now, I feel like we're playing a little bit better than what we did Tuesday night, and we're on a neutral court, which usually doesn't bode well for, you know, the traveling team. But I think we had a chance, and I still think we can, you know, sort of claw our way back into it because of Stokes out now. But the guys have got to get those baskets to drop, and that's one thing that's been a thorn in the side the first half, not getting those easy baskets when we're right there in the paint.
Of course, we are, as he said, on a neutral court here at Smoky Mountain. They're hosting all of the conference tournament, including the JV tournament, which will is a very abbreviated. I think just the top four teams were taking in, boys and girls. Although, from the looks of us behind us, East Henderson traveled very well tonight,
right,
for a school night to come over here and in a game that most likely they all probably sat around over in Flat Rock and said, I don't know why we're going. And they've got this probably. I mean, we just beat Tuscola two nights ago. So,
yes.
Yeah, good to see the East Henderson folks turn out. Good contingent from Waynesville tonight. Of course, we'll be back here tomorrow as we bring you girls basketball, and they'll play Smoky Mountain, so that'll be a little tougher, playing them on their home court as the tournament host. We'll have that game for you tomorrow at 7. And, of course, Eli Stokes went out with a sprained ankle there late in the second quarter, and I saw Coach Young for Smoky Mountain, who's also the AD here, roll out a wheelchair, so I imagine Mr. Stokes is probably done for the night.
Yes, and you hope it's not bad, you know, for their standpoint, because he's a big part of that offense. And
yeah, he's over there now, got his foot, although that looks like his left ankle. I thought it was his right. Yeah, it is his right. They've got it propped up on a chair and some ice now. So we get underway here in the second half, coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Tyler Baker's jumper is no good. Mountaineers with a rebound. That's Chouinard. Bryce will get it over midcourt. Chouinard looks inside. Back to Ferguson. Bounce pass top. Chouinard picks up his dribble. Go high post into Bartley. Looking, dumps it out. Chouinard open, takes the jumper. Won't go. Rebound McKenzie. To Brewer, feeds.
Oh,
Caden, or actually Caden Williams in the lane, and Williams just didn't get it to go. He was a little bit underneath the basket when it happened. They try to hit Bartley on the cut down low, and intercepted by Caleb McKenzie.
I'm not sure where he was throwing that pass there for.
Nah, Ferguson was down there, but I think maybe the miscommunication about where he was going to be. I think Bartley was expecting him to go towards the rim. Brewer to Zayden Jones. Now Baker at the point. And Coach Jones is going to take a timeout here at the 6:42 mark. As the official approaches. And this will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Timeout of the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Probably a contingent of Jackson County deputies here tonight. For not that big of a crowd. Really, comparatively.
I guess they've heard about everybody.
Well, there's been some history in the past between Smokey and Tuscola over the last, I don't know, 6-7 years, I guess, off and on. Inbound now by Zayden Jones to Brewer. That's the first timeout taken by East this game. And Zayden Jones, a three-pointer from the left side, is good. 36-12. 6:27 and counting to go here in the third. Chenard to go high post. Bartley turn around the jumper. About a 17-footer won't go. Baker and his teammate McKenzie fighting for the ball. The outlet to Zayden Jones. He'll lay it in. Baker and McKenzie collide down there on the rebound. Strickland with it. Gets it to Hampton. Satan sets her up off the bench to check in. Next dead ball. Chenard spins. Gets it out to Strickland cross court. Oh, went up for a shot. Blocked by Baker. Recovered by Elijah Hampton. Chenard drives. Dumps it out. Strickland. Good ball movement. Won't go. Callaway tried to get a hand on it. Rebound Brewer. They tried to outlet long again to Zayden Jones, and it was a little too far out in front. He'll stumble down, and the ball will go out of bounds. Bartley and Elijah Hampton will offer Zayden Jones their hands, sportsmanship, and pick him up. 38-12. 5:37 to go here in the third. Hampton to Chenard. Looks inside. Callaway head flashed high. Picked up his dribble. Ooh, high-arcing pass to Hampton. They try to bounce pass it in to Callaway. Baker too quick, steals it to McKenzie. Stopped by Chenard. Loses the ball. Stolen by Strickland. He'll outlet to Chenard. Gavin gets it across midcourt. Into the lane. Going to take it all the way. Jump step went in and blocked by Brewer. Hampton hustling down. Strickland hustling down. Brewer hung in the air and got it in. Hampton got a hand on the ball but couldn't block it out. 40-12.
Brewer is as smooth as I've seen through taking it coast to coast.
Chenard now spins from the top over to Setzer. They go inside to Callaway. They collapse on him. Strickland will cut baseline behind Caden Williams and lays it in. Williams looked at him like, where'd you come from? Strickland had been over there in the left corner out near the end of the Tuscola bench, and Setzer just hit him on a great pass, and he cut baseline and made the layup on the other side of the rim. 40-14, he's still in the lead. He's going to slow it down here a little bit now, work it around this Mountie defense, and McKenzie from the corner for three. Setzer with it, right corner, calls for help. Chenard will come get it baseline. He'll drive, block Brewer from the side. Ooh, Hampton tipped the ball off of Tylik Baker. So Elijah Hampton hustling a little bit here.
He was, and I thought they were going to call for the foul, the contact right there, but caused the ball to go out and a turnover to the Mountaineers, so that was good.
Strickland will bring it down for the Mountaineers. They go high post into Callaway. Kicks out Setzer. Back to Callaway. Down in the corner to Hampton. A little hard to handle. Brewer out there on him, and now he's going to get double teamed by Jones and Brewer. They get it into Strickland in the lane. He'll dump it out. Patel drives. Frog leaps, tries to put it in. Rebounded by McKenzie. Jones will drive baseline, hits the floor, and it's out of bounds. Jones spent a lot of time down there in that lane on his belly and his back the last couple of minutes.
Well, you know, he was the one who had to put his shoe back on, so maybe he needs to tighten up those laces a little bit.
Jihad Patel in the game for Tuscola. He got a haircut, looks like. Strickland drives through the lane, trying to hang it on the rim, wouldn't go. Man. Brewer going to pull up right at the arc, won't go. Williams follows with a rebound and kicks it out in the corner to Jones. They'll give it back up to Brewer, and he'll start the offense all over again. Brewer works right. Ball tipped by Patel. Jones able to come down with it anyway. Gets the shot off. It bounces a couple of times off the rim and in. 46-14. East up by 32. Patel blocked from behind. He was on the baseline, and Brewer just came in there. And he'll spin on Strickland at midcourt. Goes by Patel. Patel reached to grab the ball as Brewer went by, and we'll get a foul.
And let's see if they call that on Jahal. That is Jahal's first, team first here in the third quarter.
Brewer to the line. East will pull all of their guys back. McKenzie will check out. And number 13, that's Justice Baker, will check in. Tyler Baker also out. Seth McCarson now back in for East Henderson. So Coach Jones starting to sub a little bit. And tournament play, and already getting one starter hurt. Probably not a bad idea at this point. Mountaineers put their starting five back in, except for Hampton. Ball tipped. They tried to get it down low to Bartley. It tipped out over to Ferguson. He'll feed Chouinard driving the lane. The basket's good. Lead is still 32. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Brewer looks to his right. Picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Justice Baker. He'll spin on Chouinard. Outlet. And, man, way out there. Jones going to take the three. Won't go. Good rebound by Williams. Kicks it back out to Brewer. Tried to feed it into the lane to McCarson. Bumps off of Bartley. Stolen by Strickland. He'll drive the shot. No good, but he's fouled.
Might be on Brewer. His second foul, and that's going to send Stonewall to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Strickland's first free throw started in the rim and just kicked out. Some more subs now in for East. Number 11, that's Cole Holbrook. Strickland's second free throw, no good. Rebound Bartley. He'll get it back to Strickland. He'll drive. Tried to kick it out to Ferguson on the wing. It's stolen away by Zayden Jones. Brewer, but Justice Baker dancing there in the lane with his hands up. I'm open. Hit me. They go baseline. McCarson hits Holbrook in the lane. He gets trapped. He'll throw it out to Baker. Ooh, Chouinard with a hook there. No call. Back to Baker at the point. Hampton went for the steal. And they tried to go inside. And Strickland, long pass. Chouinard jumps. Won't go. Bartley tries to follow with a tip, and it's out of bounds. Off of either Holbrook or Baker. Either way, it's going to be Mountaineer basketball. Under a minute to play here in the third. Inbound. Strickland kicks it out. Chouinard for three. Good.
Boom. That three-pointer is sponsored by Forger Contracting.
East lead 48-19. Brewer going to take the three off the rim. Lands in the arms of Bryce Ferguson out in the corner. He'll bring it down left side. Chouinard got Brewer off his feet and then lost the handle and basically grabs a hold of Justice Baker in a, I'm fairly certain that was a wrestling move.
I've seen that one before on a Monday night. That was Gavin's. Well,
that was almost second. An amateur move, though.
Yeah.
Hayden Setzer checks in for Tuscola. We're Spring Sports. What, practice starts Monday?
Starts Monday, yeah, and then game started, I think, a little over, or maybe 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks.
Awful cold, awful wet right now. Zayden Jones to Baker. Ball's loose in the lane. Bartley got a hand on it. McCarson came up with it, and it rolls out of bounds, and they'll rule it off Bartley. Oh, Lord, I hope Scotty doesn't get arrested. Inbounds on the alley-oop to Brewer. No good, but a foul. That'll be Jets' third.
Jalen Brewer at the line for East Tennessee.
So Brewer to shoot two for the Eagles. First one's good. Second one's on the way and good. Jake Harvey will check in place of Jalen Brewer, and I would imagine that may be all we see of East starters tonight. He was the last one. And Bryce Ferguson will take the last shot at the buzzer, and it's no good. East leads 50-19. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio. As we get ready to go to the fourth quarter, Jihal Patel will inbound for the Mountaineers to Elijah Hampton. Setzer. Hits Hampton in the lane. They go to Brandon Sutton. Brandon got a little bump there by Holbrook. And now he's on the floor. And a turnover to the Eagles. So Zayden Jones stays in. So one starter out there for East. Justice Baker with the ball. Holbrooks, they'll swing it right. A drive by Harvey's no good. Hits Zayden Jones on the baseline. Drive, puts up a shot. It misses, but he's fouled.
And that'll be Brandon Sutton. South first in the fourth.
John Smith up off the bench for East. So I'm assuming he'll go in for the shooter because Jones being the last starter out there for the Eagles. Of course, they lost Stokes here right before halftime with a sprained ankle. So I imagine he's, Coach Jones, not wanting to risk any more starters in a game that obviously they've got in hand up 50-19. And Smith does check in for Jones. So all starters out now for East. All starters out now for Tuscola. Harper Bishop in the game. Over to Patel on the right side. Over to Hampton. Ball fake. Drives. Jumps in the air. Sets her. Ball fake. Thought about shooting. It goes down to Bishop. And Bishop trying to hit Patel. It's intercepted and stolen by Harvey. Harvey cross-court and across midcourt to Cole Holbrook right here in front of us. Eagles up 52-19. We've played a minute in the fourth. Holbrook's over. Justice Baker looks inside. McCarson, they'll swing left. Harvey, into the lane. Over to Smith. Now left side. Justice Baker thought about taking the jumper, but he'll dribble on around. Harvey looking to work on Setzer. Patel about picked up a foul there. Contact. Smith in the lane. The runner good.
And that is the 35.
We are at the magic number. We'll have running clock for the rest of the game here at 6:26 and counting in the fourth. Setzer. Patel top of the key. Back to Setzer. Bishop in the corner. Patel. Over to Bishop. I'm sorry, Hampton. They go into Sutton. High post. Ball's going to be stolen, but a foul. On number four, that'll be Seth McCarson, senior forward for East Henderson. And now we got, let's see, Bartley Ferguson, Callaway Strickland, who were starters to begin, and then Walker Rogers out there as the only non-starter. And number 24, Slater Holsinger will check in. And I believe that's got everybody off the bench now. Inbound off of Holsinger. Tip. Dominic Smith will come down with it for the Eagles on the inbound. He'll drive. Lays it in. 56-19. Ferguson. Strickland. Back to Ferguson. Now swinging around, Bartley on the give and go, trying to hit Walker Rogers low and out of bounds, couldn't handle the pass. 5 minutes and counting, running clock now down 56-19. Left side, Harvey going to get caught for the walk as he shuffled trying to hit into the lane. Ferguson over to Strickland. Holbrook's tried to get the steal. Walker Rogers takes the three. Left side off the rim. Rebound Holbrook. Gets it to Baker. He had a little trouble handling it. Almost went out of bounds. Justice Baker gives it over to Harvey. He'll pull up and take a three. No good. Off the rim.
Oh, man.
It went. Referee got in my way. It dropped, kicked, and went back in.
He had that little bit of a backspin on it like with a 52 wedge.
Pushes the lead up to 40. Bryce tried to go into the lane as he bumped into Smith. It was stolen away by Justice Baker. Baker will get it across midcourt down the right side. Harvey from the corner took off and called for another walk. Harvey not good with handling the ball so far. 59-19. Eagles with the 40-point lead. Walker Rogers to Ferguson. Over to Strickland. Cross court. Walker Rogers, the jumper off the rim. Man, came by one tonight.
Good shot. I mean, he had a good look at the basket right there. Just
let's see.
A little strong.
New five in for the Mountaineers. Hampton, Chouinard, Bishop, Sutton, Setzer. So this is. So that was like four starters, one sub. One now this one's one starter, four subs. So Coach Messer trying all sorts of different things out here. Setzer from the left corner for three.
Big shot by Hayden right there. And that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Harvey over to Holsinger, right side. Dominic Smith gets it over to Holbrook. They'll swing left. Justice Baker. Bishop out there on him. Screen going to be set. They'll switch. Hampton will pick up Baker. Baker now into the lane. Looking to make a move. Missed the shot. Partially blocked. Gets his own rebound after he cut through the gap. Olsinger at the top. Swings it to Harvey. I don't know if I dribble this time, but he does. Holbrook to Smith. Green by Baker. He'll drive. Then they dump down to Baker. It wouldn't go. Rolled around the rim. Sutton came down with it. And a foul on Justice Baker. Two minutes to go. Chenard over to Hampton. Setzer, Patel, and Rogers will get back up. Setzer's shot rattles and out. Harvey goes in the lane into four Mountaineers, bumps into three of them, and the ball's loose, and another shoe off on the floor, and that's Harvey's. I don't know. If I'm Coach Jones, I'm having a team meeting, and we're going to work on this shoe tying thing. This is like the third player in two nights that's lost a shoe on the court. I've never seen right. that in basketball, and it's happened with the same team three times in a week. And I've been around high school basketball since 1978. Rogers in the corner to Bishop. Rogers trying to hit Sutton low. It's kicked back out. Tip to Bishop. He'll go to Rogers. Tried to drive. Stolen away by Jake Harvey. Baker going to go. Thought he was going to try to go in for the dunk, but he'll lay it in.
I know. He gave all indication and just went ahead and laid up.
61-22, 47 seconds to go. The clock, of course, running clock rule now. Hampton left side. Dribbles, drives into the arc. Shot, no good. Rebound, Holbrook. He'll outlet to Harvey, who'll bring it across midcourt. Olsinger going to take it from the volleyball line, and the bank was almost open tonight. Missed the shot. Hampton will drive. The runner won't go. Sutton tips, and it'll go off of Brandon Sutton. 13 seconds. East may try to score again. 10 seconds and counting. Now he's going to walk it down. 3-2-1. Justice Baker will get it across midcourt. And that'll do it. East with the 61-22 lead will advance to the second round of the Mound 8 Conference Tournament. We'll take a break and bring you our player of the game after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box, and it is time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Sam Callaway. Are you looking for a safe place to store your gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs. Sam, glad to have you here tonight as our player of the game. Branson and I talked about before the game that this was kind of an extension of Tuesday night. It's like we just came back and played the same folks, just in a different gym. What did y'all talk about between Tuesday and tonight facing East Henderson twice?
We just wanted to make sure that We just wanted to try to make sure that, you know, for this conference tournament, we could give it our all, and you know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We're still going to try to come with the same intensity.
The thing we noticed kind of different tonight, you seems like you guys kind of laid off the jump shot and really tried to drive and penetrate into the lane. Was the intent there to try to draw fouls and some contact inside? Was that kind of what the plan was going in?
Yes, sir. We just wanted to see if we could try to keep the ball moving. You know, play from the outside and try to get it in. You know what I mean?
Of course, East, very athletic team. We know that.
Yes, sir.
But you guys, I mean, Strickland, all you guys, you were down low. All you guys were driving, making plays on the basket. And it was just kind of a different tempo, I think, tonight than what we've seen. Usually we have a lot more jump shots. And you'd think with a team like East, you know, maybe that jump shot, try to shoot it over them. But you guys took it to them tonight. And that was kind of a different play, we thought. Of course, that'll wrap it up tonight here for the conference tournament, and I'm not sure, has there been any discussion of state playoffs or any possibilities at all? Has that been mentioned to you guys, or do we know?
Coach has mentioned it a few times, yeah, but I don't think we're fully sure whether or not we're going to be in that yet.
Yeah, I kind of looked at it, and of course it's way too early yet to figure it out, but it's going to be pretty tight. The girls, I think, looks like they're going to get in, but I'm not, you know, wasn't real sure about you guys. And I don't know how the conference tournaments are going to go in regards to standings, because the way the tournaments used to go, they'd take, like, you know, whoever the top two or three teams were in the regular season, and then whoever won the conference tournament. But see, that's all out now. Now they go strictly by your RPI score, the way I read it. So as a senior, what's your plans going forward here as we approach springtime and graduation?
Well, yes, sir. After I graduate, I plan to study political science, okay, most likely at Western Carolina,
okay,
University.
Good school. Been there.
Yes, sir. Whenever I graduate college, I plan to go to law school and eventually become an attorney.
All right. You got attorneys in your family? Got knowledge of that? Have worked around it?
Yes, sir. My brother works in the military as an attorney.
Oh, okay. So he's like a JAG attorney?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, cool. That's great. Well, that's Sam Callaway. He's our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll take a break and wrap things up here from Smoky Mountain High School right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder, Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, and Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage are all sponsors of Tuscola basketball. As we wrap things up here from the first round of the Mountain 8 Conference Tournament, Mountaineers fall tonight 61-22. Just a tough night for the Mountaineers. Kind of same song, different dance.
Yeah.
Two nights later, playing East two games in a row, almost like a series. But not sure where the Mountaineers stand. They're probably on the outside looking in at the state playoffs at this point. But we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens over the weekend. Of course, I think they've got another week to do conference tournaments, so
right. We'll
be done and kind of going to have to sit around and wait about a week. But, of course, spring sports, as we talked about, begin. Practice starts on Monday.
Starts on Monday. And, you know, and here's the thing. I was talking to Coach Sutton last night. You know, the seedings come out for the playoffs next Saturday.
Right.
So, you know, and by the time that the first or second round starts, a lot of the spring sports will already be starting their first game, so there's going to be some teams missing players. I know softball, soccer, baseball for the boys are going. So it'll be an interesting first couple of weeks for spring sports.
Yeah, and I think I read, didn't they, the board made some changes for the 27 season. I think it's going to kind of not
overlap
as much, maybe.
Yeah.
I saw something about it anyway. So that'll do it tonight here from Smoky Mountain. We'll be back here tomorrow with the girls playing Smoky Mountain High in the first round of the girls tournament here at Smoky Mountain High School. That game will be at 7 o'clock, so we'll be on the air just shortly before that. So be sure and tune in to us on the app or on WPTLradio.net. For Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. This has been Tuscola Sports Radio. Good night, everybody.